The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, and it's good to see all of you who are gathered in person, and a big welcome to all those who are gathering online. It is good that we are all together, and together we will experience God today in word, in sacrament, and in the presence of each other. This is Holy Trinity Sunday, that one Sunday out of the year where we intentionally find time to speak of and talk of this one true God whom we know through this Trinity. And with all that being said, welcome again. Let us begin worship as with the words printed in our bulletin. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
I invite you all now to stand if you are able and face the font. I know that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the font of living water, the rock that gave us birth, our light and salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of the new creation. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Let us pray. Holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life, you are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy and might, you have freed us from death and raised us with Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. In baptismal waters, our old life is washed away, and in them we are born anew. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean, quench our thirst, and nurture both crop and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving water of baptism, the outpouring of the Spirit of new creation. Wash away our sin and all that separate us from you. Empower our witness to your resurrection. Strengthen our resolve to seek justice for all. Satisfy the world's needs through this living water. Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Spirit reigns forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. The peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one. We praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversity and bring us at last into your presence where we live in endless joy. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. I should say message. How is everyone today? Good. Enjoying the sun? So I have a question for you today, or I want to explain something today. So we say the Trinity, or there's three in one. How can this be? Any ideas? No, no ideas. Yeah, it's confusing. It's confusing for us as adults.
Hmm?
Because it's God.
I know.
Okay, you know. She forget. That's okay. So I have a little way of maybe explaining this. So we have one picture here. What do you think that is?
A surfboard.
A start with big. There we go. We have one picture there. What do you think that is?
A wave.
It's a wave. So one picture and two pictures.
But that looks like a half a heart.
Yeah, it kind of looks like half a heart. Yes. So, but if we could do this really fast, what do you see?
Surfer
surfing on the wave. So we have one image, we have a second image, and together it creates a whole other image, right? Does everyone see that?
No.
I heard a no. It's kind of fast. If you can do it slow, it doesn't show up. So you have to do it just enough. So, but it's kind of, in terms of images, it's kind of right? So what do you think we might need to do to make it pop as an image?
Color,
right. So what color should the wave be?
Blue.
Okay, we'll color in the wave blue. All right. So do that. And I'm going to cheat in a minute so you don't have to see me color in all of this. But what color do you think? Well, is it a sunny day or a rainy day to surf? So sunny day. So we'll take our yellow marker and we'll bring in some sun. And surfboards need to have a little bit of color, right? So
red.
We'll have some red here, and we'll create this little stringer on our surfboard.
Right.
So I told you I was going to cheat. So now, all those who didn't see the image, do you see the image now?
Yeah.
So we have three different images. We have surfer, we have a wave, and we have color. And together, the three make one clear image that we can see. And so, somehow in the mystery of this, we have three ways of talking about God, but yet the images collide in one God who is there for love. It tells us that God loves God's self, and we are invited into that love. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll come together. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for
three in one. Amen. And now, I think, is there Sunday school? Yes, there is Sunday school, so you are.
Savior, precious Savior, ease my burdens, calm my fears. Oh, my Savior, precious Savior, share my sorrows, dry my tears when I'm spirit and touch my soul. Oh, my Savior, my precious Savior, through your love and grace you make me shepherd, be my guide. Oh, my Savior, precious Savior, help me keep you by my side in the storm clouds gather around me. Lord, protect me. Oh, my Savior,
First reading today is the beginning of the book of Genesis. Hear now the word. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, to separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth. And the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with its seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. There was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing Psalm 8, found on page 6 of your bulletin. We'll sing it responsively. I'll begin with the light print. Please follow and join in the dark print.
Majestic is your name in all the earth.
You whose glory is shouted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Human beings that you should care for them?
Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field. Majestic is your name in all the earth.
Psalm
Our second reading is the conclusion of Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, end of the age." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I had a pastor friend once tell me that Trinity Sunday was the one Sunday out of the year that a Lutheran pastor could give a theological sermon. So buckle up. I just a little bit. I'm going to try and keep my words a little briefer today because I know we've had some long services the last couple Sundays. So I will do my best. But in honor of the day, I'm just going to give you just one sermon, but it'll be a three-point sermon. One sermon. Points. I thought that would be a little bit funnier, but that's what it is. So, to help us with our first point, I encourage you now to imagine in your own minds that moment. And what I mean by that moment is that moment which was so profound for you that you didn't know how to describe it. Perhaps it was that beautiful moment on watching the sunset. Perhaps it's that great, scrumptious meal. Perhaps it's something you did. I know for us, oftentimes that moment involves a ferret doing something that they shouldn't do and doing it in such a way that it's so cute. But in that moment, whatever that moment is for you that you can think of, I would bet that you said something like this: "You have to come see this. I can't explain it." Or perhaps, "Come here and taste this. I can't describe it." Or, "Come experience this. I can't tell you about it." And we're at that moment when our language is insufficient. It fails to us. We cannot express the truth of that moment. And often times when we're in one of these moments that language just can't explain, we turn to the arts, maybe to music, or to poetry, or to paintings to convey a truth. That's why many of our favorite songs are about that moment of love, the beauty of the sun. Our words fail us, we turn to other mediums, we turn to symbols to express. And Shakespeare, when he was trying to write about love, wrote, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace, I love you to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight." And somehow those symbols that poetry speaks meaning that regular words could never convey. And so my first point to you today is the symbol of the Trinity is that. A symbol to convey something that ordinary words cannot convey. For if we cannot convey things as simple as a meal, how can we speak of something as complex and vast as God? And so our psalm today talks about how majestic is your way, O God. We have not the words to describe God. God's vastness, and yet in that vastness, in that otherworldliness of God, we also know that God is right here with us and in us. And at either ends of that spectrum, our language will fail us. And so we need symbols. And the symbol we have to try and say something about this God, we have the Trinity. And so my second point, we're moving life right along. Let us unpack what this symbol means. These symbols are important to us. And the church is many things, but one thing it certainly is not less than is a community that safeguards symbols. And so what is this symbol conveying to us about God? I think it is answering that question or that theological statement that we have that God is love. And love requires an object and a subject. If we love, we love something. Something loves us. There is a relationship. And so at the symbol of the Trinity is trying to say is God exists in a loving relationship. And we call that relationship the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the mystery is that this loving relationship that makes up the existence of God is not held exclusively by God for God, but outpoured into the world. One of my favorite theologians, Richard Rohr, once said that when God loves, God becomes that which God loves. And so we have a creation account where God says, "Let us create the world." And God then pours out God's self into the world to create, to make, that all things were created by, for, in, and for God. And then that creation is then invited back into this loving relationship that is God. And God loves the world so much that then God becomes us. to lead us back into this relationship. And then so that leads me to my third point today, is that you are invited in to the mystery of the Trinity. I should answer that. No, I'm just joking. Our gospel text today is about that invitation. If you notice, the 11 have gathered, they have come to the hillside, they see Jesus, and then we are told that they worship God. Or literally, they bow down. And here becomes a little translational issue, an adult forum. This is my advertisement for adult forum. This is where we talk about these translational issues. So if you want to know why I translate it this way, come join us 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. But the text we read said, they worshiped, but some doubted. I would appeal to you that the correct reading is, they worshiped, but they doubted. And this word for doubt means to stand in between two places. And when you stand between two places, you also hesitate. So another way of saying this is they bowed down to worship Jesus, but they also were hesitant. And why might they be hesitant? Because they have been raised their whole lives to believe that there is only one true God. And now they wonder in their hearts, if they bow down now to Jesus, are they breaking that first central commandment? And the Gospel of Matthew is clear, dead clear, there is only one true God. And yet, in the midst of that doubt and that hesitation, Jesus comes. Jesus comes to them. As we said last week, the Spirit is always coming. Jesus is always coming. And his solution there is an invitation in. An invitation to know this one true God in the form of the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is the mystery we encounter every Sunday amongst each other and amongst the table. We come to eat a meal of acceptance and belonging, a meal that says you are part of this community now, part of this dance of the Trinity. And we offer, we pray to God as we remember the works of Jesus, as we pray for the Spirit. This is a way of explaining a relationship, an encounter. We are invited. We are a part of. We are brought in to the love of God. This is expressed first in God's own nature, then extended to us, and so that we can be brought in. And friends, we are welcomed in to know this love. You are forgiven. You are accepted. You are loved. And this is what the Trinity expresses. response to our hearing of the gospel, let us confess our faith as the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. Holy Three, Holy One, you call the Church to make disciples of all nations. Encourage bishops, pastors, and deacons in their proclamation of the gospel, and direct all the baptized into lives of humble service. God, in your mercy. Holy Three, Holy One, you spoke creation into being and called it good. Protect lands and waters threatened by human misuse, and sustain living creatures of every kind, wild animals, birds, fish, and every creeping thing. God, in your mercy. Holy Three, Holy One, you have given humankind authority over the earth. Raise up leaders who listen earnestly, speak honestly, and govern thoughtfully. Heal divisions between nations, that we might agree with one another and live in peace. God, in your mercy. Holy Three, Holy One, you promise to be with us always to the end of the age. Surround those most in need of your healing presence, any who are lonely, all who are grieving, and those who are sick, especially Aaron, Mariah, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Joe, Colin, victims of the war in Ukraine, of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and the people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church. God, in your mercy. Holy Three, Holy One, you set the earth on its axis, and we experience the seasons. Strengthen those enduring challenges this summer, those who suffer in the heat, parents overwhelmed by childcare responsibilities, and children experiencing food insecurity outside of school. God, in your mercy. Holy Three, Holy One, you give rest when our work is done. We give thanks for all the saints who now rest in you, confident in the promise of resurrection life in the age to come. God, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
Also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
I'm sorry.
Please stand if you are able as we prepare for our meal.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You revealed your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Mercy and eternal your reign. You have filled all creation with light and life. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Therefore, O God, with this bread and cup, we remember the life our Lord offered for us. And believing the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Send now, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we who share in Christ's body and blood may live to the praise of your glory and receive our inheritance with all your saints in light.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit. Join our prayers with those of your servants of every time and at every place, and unite them with the ceaseless prayer of our great high priest until he comes. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, Let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. The kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. These are the gifts of God for the people of God, and all here are invited to come forward and partake of these gifts. In a moment, the usher will come, and we ask you to come forward with your hands extended to receive the element in your hand, and then you'll approach the place of the wine, and the red juice is the wine, and the clear juice is grape juice. And afterwards, if you wish to come to our side altar for an additional period of prayer, and you're on this side, we just ask you to kind of come in behind us and then gather kind of over on the side so that there's an entryway or exit way for those who want to go return their seats. But no, and if you want to come for just a blessing, come with your arms crossed, but no, that all here are welcome to come forward. Welcome, for these are God's gifts. Amen.
Your love is so.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, generous God, for the refreshments we have received at your banquet table. Send us now to spread your generosity into all the world through the one who is our dearest treasure, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And now we pause for announcements. And Arnie is in the back with a microphone if there are any announcements. Janet.
Oh, you saw me. Yeah, no, just kidding. Yes, I would like to let everyone know that those people who have been singing throughout the year will be taking a little hiatus for the summer. So if anyone would be interested in being hymn leaders for the summer, would you please find your way up to the choir loft at about 9:30 on Sunday mornings, and the musician will help you practice the hymns prior to service. And there will be something coming out in the WOW this week, so.
Do you have any more? Because I have a couple. First is, we have some merchandise now. So, if you would like one of these ever so great Atonement Lutheran hats, we are taking some orders. We have, our outreach does so much in the community. How do you identify who we are? So we are going to identify with some hats. And so if you would like an Atonement Lutheran hat, we have the mesh version, and we have another regular version back there, and we have a sign-up sheet. So we'll be running this for a couple weeks before we make an order, but if you're interested in having this, and we'll get some for our outreach people, so when they're in the community, they can see the hat. And then we're thinking there would be around $10. And for the parents in the room, the church would like to purchase for you a child for your hat. So if you'd like one, let us know. In addition, we had such a great discussion this morning with Marianne from Lincoln Health that we're going to extend it into next week. So if you missed that discussion and like a second chance at coming into that discussion, she is here to work on community input for priorities, and then a follow-up discussion about ways we might help in that mission. So if you missed it this morning, you want to get a shot, come next week. And if you're here this morning and want to continue that discussion, then we just ran out of time with such a great discussion. So she'll be with us for one more Sunday, and we can have that open discussion. It's time for us as a church to voice what we feel the health department should be focusing on. And then this Thursday at 1 o'clock, whoever is here, we're going to go down to the beach and have a beach walk. And it'll be my practice throughout the rest of the summer to have a walk on the beach at 1 o'clock on Thursdays. I may or may not come with a question, but it'll just be a fun time of engaging together in the community, in nature, specifically on the beach, and just have some time together. Your four-legged friends are welcome for that encounter. We will meet here at 1 o'clock and then drive down to probably Agate Beach. And maybe I think that's all I remember to say. So now let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God who calls across the cosmos and speaks in the smallest seed, bless, keep, and sustain you now and unto the end of the age.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.